Beans World.
Welcome back to episode 6 of Beans World. We are here joined today by TCAV. TCAV, welcome to the studio.
How's it going, Sam?
That was terrible.
No, I usually bring it into beans, and I fucked it up, dude. I fucked up my whole mojo. So you know what? We're here. We're organic. We don't cut shit. We're legit. So, Beans, welcome to episode 6. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm feeling great, but we definitely do not cut shit on this pod.
Absolutely not. TCAV, let me give you a formal introduction. The man, the myth, the legend, our most requested, anticipated guest. TCAV, welcome to the studio.
How's it going, Sam?
It's going great, man. I'm feeling great. Everything's great. I'm just getting over a sickness. I'm on the better end of it. Me and Beans tried to record yesterday. It went absolutely horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But we're here today.
Dude, it was bad.
The boys are buzzing. Will actually has something Beans. He would like to announce. He's starting to learn how to read.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know, Beans doesn't know how to read. He's completely illiterate. And we're sending him to school. He's going to learn his ABCs along with his son.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
And we're really proud of him. So everybody give Beansy a round of applause. Thank you, thank you. All right, boys, here's the deal. Today's episode, you know, we've been real topical lately. We've been having all these fancy schmancy guests on. And I just want to take it back. I want it to be a boys episode. I want to get that chill going. Talk about the shit, shoot the shit. And this weekend, big weekend for my people. Shout out the Irish people. We just had St. Patrick's Day weekend, and Beans went out. Me and Tyler, did you go out at all St. Patrick's
Day? No, I didn't do much. I had a couple gin and tonics at home, but
Taking her easy. That's a man.
A little cheaper than a night out.
I was sick, so I attempted to make it out. I was out for about an hour. Shout out Habel. He dropped me off. I was in bad shape. It wasn't my night.
Yeah, you were rough. I mean, I was proud of you for coming out. You tried, but you really looked like shit, so I just told you to go home.
Thanks, Beans.
How was your night, Beans? What'd you get into?
Dude, that was a long, wild night, let me tell you. Got into some shit.
Yeah, that's funny that you bring that up, because I heard a little story about you.
Oh, God.
And I just want to run it past you.
Hold on.
To know if this is
at
true.
At what
or
time
not.
Of the night?
It was, if I had to pinpoint it, I would say probably between 11 and midnight.
Ooh, yeah. So we were feeling good right then. We were feeling real good.
A little birdie told me that you saw a girl at the bar that you were attracted to.
Oh, beautiful bird. Beautiful.
And Doesn't take much.
You were talking about, you're like, oh, I'm going to go talk to her. I'm going to go see what's up. But you were too scared.
Yeah, I just don't got the confidence, you know?
So a girl at your table took a picture of you. Went up to the girl that he was talking about, showed that girl.
And I got denied.
And she
hard.
Fucking denied his ass, dude. When I heard that, my heart broke for you, buddy.
I got denied hard. But you know what? It's life. We move on. It's one bird. There's 20 million out there.
Swing and a miss, baby. You know how it is.
She'll miss it one day when I got the clout. I'm just kidding. Fuck.
Did that kind of ruin your vibe for the rest of the night? Into like a drinking spiral?
No, you just move on to the next bird.
Beans, how drunk did you get on Saturday?
Well, I remember leaving Flicks and then getting to the Cricket. I don't remember leaving the Cricket and heading to the casino, but I do remember kind of flashing back at the casino, and I got $300 off blackjack. So I think it went pretty good.
So you play blackjack and you don't remember playing blackjack?
No, I do. Like that, I don't remember actually getting to the hotel and walking in or like into the casino. But then all of a sudden, I like sit down and I'm just back at it.
Zoned in. Like zoned it, in
it's
on blackjack.
Weird, dude. I got yelled at for cussing, which I don't doubt it. I cuss a lot.
Cussing. I like that.
He
old
can't
fashioned.
Read, but he can play blackjack.
Yeah, dude. He only knows numbers. He's like a superhuman. He's got that tism where they got the numbers all.
Dude, fucking. Yeah, I swear. I was going on a streak. I am not good at table games by any means. I go to the slot machine because I suck. All right, pure luck. That night.
All pure luck, dude.
That night, I was on like a 10-12 win streak, and I couldn't believe it. And they were giving me the funny look, and I told them I dropped out and I don't even have my GED, so I'm not counting cards. Then I really got a look.
You're telling me, Beats, you're telling me you're sitting at the table, and they were looking at you weird, like you were counting cards.
This guy's just too good.
Or maybe it was just the lazy eye when I'm
drunk.
Dude,
there's no way that they're looking at the guy that's up $300.
Hey, dude, oh yeah.
They're like, oh, this guy's a maestro.
Dude, actually, I should learn how to count cards. That'd be fun.
They probably didn't suspect anything, and Will won one hand, and he's just like, I didn't graduate high school. Trust me, I'm not counting cards.
For all you out there that got your fucking college degrees, I'm up 300.
What a fucking waste of money college is, let me tell you.
You guys ever seen, what's that blackjack movie where Kevin Spacey
trains them all? Isn't it called 21?
I think it is 21.
Yeah.
Dude, we could make a little blackjack team. Take it down to the Hinkley Casino.
Take it up. Beansy. Not down, up.
Fair enough. Thanks for calling me out.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Beans, I think you'd be good for that team. You're more of the Harvard graduate type of guy.
Yeah, of course. I mean, no one's as smart as me. I got an IQ of like 184 or something.
Does it go that high?
I don't even know what.
I don't know if it goes that high.
What even is a good IQ?
I think 140. Is like genius. Let me Google it quick so yeah, I don't get called out.
Beans, I feel like you got like a 60 IQ.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. We should do an IQ test and really see what.
Dude, that would be a great Beans World episode. We'll both take an IQ test and we'll have someone read the results, but we don't know who was who.
That's not fair. You went to college. I'm a dropout.
I completely dropped out of college. You know what my grade point average was in college? Less than one.
Better than my high school.
Do you know how the GPA system works?
Nope.
There's four. A 4.0 is the best you can possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
A 3.0 is like a B average. 2.0 is like a low C, vice versa. I had less than a 1. I had an F average. So damn. I don't think college gives me any extra smarts than you. But
that's cool. So it does go that high. The highest ever recorded is... between 250 and 300 is holy the smartest fuck. You can be. 140 is genius. 120 to 140 is very superior. And 110 is smart. And then 90 is average.
I'm
so what do we
fuck.
Think
I'm
Will
under
is
90, dude.
It.
If Beans breaks 100, my whole reality is turning upside
give
down.
Give me your checking account.
What?
If I break 100, I want your checking account.
All right, I know I that's the safest bet I've ever
can
made.
Can you have your checking
life.
Account? If
yeah, there ain't shit in there.
You even spending it on the OF or what, buddy?
No, actually, I did pretty good. Took a little break, and then I hopped on there and had a message one of my old friends on there. You know,
one of your old friends. She likes me. I swear.
Oh no, I'm not one of them guys. Oh no,
dude. No, she actually likes me, bro.
Seriously, dude. Like, we're gonna meet up.
Like, actually, we filmed a video together.
Yeah.
I wish, dude. That'd be wild.
Oh, I bet your little pervert ass went and messaged the OnlyFans girl we just dropped an episode with.
No, I didn't. I can prove it to you, too, if you want me to pull it up.
Have you ever bought that girl's OnlyFans?
Uh-huh.
me too.
Yeah, dude. It's pretty fire, honestly.
Dude, when we were in Ohio, everyone was giving them mad shit for buying it. I bought that shit the moment I found out we were having her on.
Did you?
I bought it before he fucking bought it.
Did you gang up on him even though you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, come
they
on.
They fuck me.
You know me better than that.
Right in the middle of the pod, they're like, yeah, did you get any weird request of like Beans or anything? And then Cody just goes, yeah, he subscribed. Just points right at me, dude.
Dude, Beans, tell the audience what happened when the OnlyFans girls were at the studio.
The most embarrassing thing of my life, all right? She's a beautiful gal, don't get me wrong. I wasn't having a very good stomach from the night before, so I had to, you know, as a man, go drop one.
Yeah.
But it was an absolute fucking nuke.
One of those.
And I didn't know when they were showing up. And I'm like, all right, drop the nuke, wash my hands. I hear the door go, and I'm like, fuck no, this cannot be happening. My biggest fear. Sure shit. I open, there's no spray. Or candle in there, so I can't.
There's
even,
no fan.
Nothing.
Oh. There's no ventilation
dude,
in this bathroom whatsoever.
Terrible. And it was a nuke. If I could smell it and say it was a nuke, it was fucking bad. All right. I open it. There she is. I go, oh, fuck. She walks in there. I walk straight out to Sam and I said, dude, I just dropped an absolute nuke and that beautiful woman just walked right in there.
Dude, Did she bring it up?
No, she never said anything, dude. But she walked in directly after him.
Like, not even a split. Like, I walk out, she walks in. Just like that. I walk out, she's in. I feel bad for her.
He hadn't even shook her hand yet.
Not even say hi.
This was her first impression of Beans, was smelling his stanky ass fucking beer shits.
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Dude, that's a rough... when he came and told me, I felt horrible for him. Like, I didn't even make fun of him for it. I was like, damn, dude, that would hit.
You know what happened to me before? I was at a chick's house, and the same shit happened, dude.
You had another
I went and dropped the nuke, and sure as shit, she had to go to the bathroom. That, nothing was said, but the most embarrassing part of my life ever.
I feel like that's something you have to own up to for it to not be embarrassing. You know, like, if I was in Will's position, and I just got done pressure washing the toilet, and she was gonna come in the bathroom, yeah, on my way out, I'd be like, don't go in there. like, I just dropped a nuke. That's going to reek in there. But I feel like when you don't own up to it, it's more embarrassing than if you just said it, yeah, and walked away.
No, that's a good point.
That is a good point.
I don't know. I think because now you're in a tough situation. It's like I could wait it out, try to air it out near as best as possible. But then you don't want to add your toilet time.
Yeah.
Because then everyone's like, oh, he's been in there for a while, you know, and it's like, dude, there's so many factors going in your head at that moment.
I'm in and out. So that way people think I'm taking a piss just in and out like that. But no, I can't
just
add toilet
time. Just get a quick
hemorrhoid.
Beans, yeah, let's put you in a situation quick. Let's say you're at a girl's house for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's her own house. So like you're not at her parents, but like let's say it's her house and a couple roommates, right?
One bathroom or two bathroom?
one bathroom.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
One bathroom. So let's say you go to her house for the first time and like you guys kick it off. Everything's great. But you're like, oh, fuck. I got to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You blow that fucker up, not flushing, painted all over the side of the toilet. There's no plunger. What is your next move?
So you're saying I clogged that bitch.
You clogged the fuck out of it, and there's no plunger.
Dude, I'm going hands fucking deep. Ain't no way. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
What are you going to do?
No
just
way,
leave it?
Dude.
Just leave. Dude, you can wash your hands good. Oh, what if she doesn't have soap?
Poop knife, bro.
You're just going to pull a knife out of your ass?
You got a poop knife.
What's a poop knife?
You don't have a poop knife at your house?
No, what's that? Oh, the little scrubber?
Nah, dude, you keep a knife in the bathroom, so if you have too big of a poop, you cut it.
I've actually never clogged the toilet before.
What?
I've never clogged the toilet. I'm sorry, but...
Dude, that's breaking news.
Like, I've taken shits to where, like, they're so tall, they're coming out of the water, you know? But I've never had one like the girthy ones that
like
plug
Cody
before. I don't know what Cody's poops look like, Will.
Oh, you didn't see the one in the group chat, dude?
Come on, that was wild.
That was wild. That's a world record.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've never been a fan of the group chat poop guy.
You don't like the group chat? I don't know how I feel about it.
Dude, that turd literally just reminded me of Drake. I'm not going to lie.
You're such a sick little bastard, dude. Cody's shit looked like Drake's cock. What the fuck, dude? Beans, you had me thinking. I was watching this documentary about... So basically, it's about this program where as a parent, you pay them to come kidnap your kid, bring you to the school, and then you can't talk while you're there. You have to go out to all these little interventions and all these seminars. You're not allowed to look at the men, and the men aren't allowed to look at the women. Like, it is just fucking crazy. And it made me think of you because, you know, no surprise, you're a high school dropout. And I wonder if this program would have saved your ass, Beans.
You know, very well possibly could have, but if they were trying to take me in my sleep, they probably would have got shot.
You're definitely the first motherfucker to break. Like, when they bring in a whole group of new kids that are, like, rebellious, and they're like, I'm not fucking doing this. You're definitely the first kid to break. Am I wrong?
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Yes and no. I feel like I could play it off pretty good. Just act like it.
You think you'd be caught sneaking over to the girls section?
Oh, fuck yeah.
How long do they have him at this school?
Dude, so that's the crazy part about these schools is it's point-based. So some kids, they could go in there, they could finish the program in like 12 months. They could do it in a year. Some kids were there for 16 months, some of them there for over 24 months. And the program is set up so that you fail because it's corrupt as fuck and they have extremely untrained, power-tripping employees there. And the program is set up internally so that you never make it out because you have to pay an obscene amount to go to this school.
Oh, I've seen it before.
And dude, I would highly recommend it. It's called The Program on Netflix. It is so eye-opening because when we were kids in the early 2000s, this was like, getting sent off to a school like this was like a pretty, it's like the military school thing. Like, oh, like you misbehave, school. You're going to military school, shit like that. And so I knew about schools like this where they'd kidnap you, like not like a true kidnap.
Yeah.
But like they set it up where these people come to your house while you're sleeping and put you in handcuffs and bring you to the school. And you literally weren't allowed to talk. You weren't allowed to do anything.
Dude, I was terrified of public school. I went to a private school until I was in, it was the end of second grade. So going into third grade is when I switched to public school. And the private school I went to had like 3 kids in my whole class. And there was probably like 35, 40 kids in the whole school. So these are the only faces I've ever seen. You know everyone.
Damn rural school.
Yes, it was literally a rural school.
Did they have the dunce cap and shit?
It was this old church school in like Henriette. And when I went to Pine City, I cried every day for the first week because the only person I knew there was my best friend Gage. Shout out Gage. Same class, so I didn't know anyone there. And there's just more kids in my classroom than there was in my whole entire other school.
Yeah, dude. That shit's a trip. Like, going to elementary school, and, like, every year, I felt like my friends from the class before, if they weren't in the next class, it was like they were gone for a year.
Yeah.
And I had to make a whole new set of friends. And then when you start getting older, you know, obviously that those barriers start to break and sports and whatnot. But, like, I remember, like, kindergarten friends were, like, I completely forgot about them by the time I was in first grade.
Yeah.
Dude, public school's wild. We were talking on the last episode. It probably won't come out for weeks, so it means nothing. But we were talking about the bus. And the bus was such a wild place for me. Were you a bus kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you were, I was a bus kid. And I bet you, because for people that don't know your background, you come from a really religious household that,
yeah,
like, you know, there was not a lot of fuck around.
No. I've heard my dad say the F word once in my life.
So the bus had to be fucking mind-blowing for you.
Dude, first day on the bus, shook. I was shook. It was crazy.
Oh, dude, one time, shout out Carter UTech. Oh, fuck you, Carter UTech, for this one. Me and him are sitting on the bus together, and there was this high schooler that was like a senior still riding the bus, and we had to like drop him off at the ALC. So like he wasn't the best student in the nicest way.
Yeah.
And Carter would always fuck with him. And I sat with Carter, and I wouldn't fuck with this guy. I was scared of teenagers at the time. And he got mad at Carter. He spits the biggest loogie you could ever imagine up at Carter. And what do you know? It lands right on my ass. I fucking lost it. I still had like a 45-minute bus ride left, dude. I'm cleaning his goddamn spit out of my hair. I don't even know what to do with myself. And that was one of the worst moments of my life on the bus. But you know what? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Will, are you sending your kid to public school, or is he gonna be homeschooled, or what's your plan?
You know, I can't do homeschooling. I wish I could. Maybe in the future if I had a wife or something, but public as of now. I mean,
can you imagine if Beans homeschooled his kid? Let's be real.
I mean,
he wouldn't be the brightest bulb.
Come on, he's gonna be a bright one. he's definitely not gonna know that I dropped out.
I think. See, homeschooling seems like better for your kid. It seems more educational for your kid. But at the same time, I think they kind of need the public school.
For the social.
They need to get beat around a little bit. They need to learn what life is.
100%. I was a prime example of somebody that bullied and got bullied. And yeah. I think it really helped shape me. I'm not even kidding, dude.
Like, yeah, I think everyone has to.
Yeah, I'm not proud. You were a dick in high school.
I was a dick in high school, but I was way worse in elementary school. Damn. To be honest.
And that's fucked up.
Dude, it's because, bro, you were the short kid. I was the fat kid, bro. We had to fucking conquer our enemies. Dude.
That's true. Still. Like,
see, you were different than me. You just took it like a little bitch. And I just became an asshole.
Yeah, you're right. You still are an asshole. So.
All right. I was hoping you'd come at me. That came off a lot meaner than I wanted it to be.
Will, have you ever bullied someone?
Yeah.
That was so evil.
I just don't remember like who or whatever.
You don't know your worst bullying? Like, have you guys ever bullied anyone to where now when you think back on it, you're like,
oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I see a couple of the kids now. I mean... I'd always tell him, hey, 3 o'clock, go meet at the fucking flagpole. And the one kid I seen at the gym the other day, and he's pretty big now, dude. He fucking scares the shit out of me.
Dude, there's one kid I was so mean to, and I see him at Holiday all the time now, and just breaks my heart. Like, honestly, I feel bad. I was mean to certain kids. Like, I was the worst part is I went for the easy targets.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I always hated about being the fat kid is it's the easy target. You know, like, I respect a good roast on me, but it's got to be well thought out.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's just the cheap shots, then it's like, come on, dude. Fucking try a little harder. But were you a bully? I don't...
I mean, I would join in if other people were doing a little bit. I don't know. I wasn't too bad. I never led anything on my own. Like, I never...
Yeah.
You know, I was never the starter.
That's a good point. I followed more than I led, but I definitely led. I'm not going to sit here and pretend.
Yeah.
I remember, dude, like, just going back to the fucked up shit that happens on the playground. I remember one of my buddies, I'm not even going to say his name. He started a petition to kill, and I repeat kill, another girl that nobody liked.
What the
dude,
fuck?
Dude, like 50 of us signed it.
What age?
Oh, fucking third grade.
Dude, if that happened now.
Some evil little gremlins. Dude, yeah, if can that you imagine now? I mean, the whole shit that just happened at the Pine City School, too. Like, what the fuck?
What happened at the Pine City like, School?
The one kid said something about he had a bomb or whatever, and fucking it turned into a huge ordeal. I mean, I don't know if he was joking or what, but yeah, it's crazy.
Damn, I mean, it must not have been that big of a deal since I didn't even hear about it.
Yeah, where did you hear this information?
Pine County Sheriff's Department on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Oh, getting your Facebook information.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook.
He's already a boomer.
We already went over how he's learning to read, so we can't trust anything he says. But yeah, hey, we're working true. With the homie.
We got to do my math more than anything. Fuck.
6 times 6.
36.
Yeah, ooh. My boy. I did not think you were going to get that one that
nine
quick.
9 times 9.
Oh, God, dude. You fucking... Why'd you hit me with that one, dude? Bro, math facts were my shit. I would, like, look forward. You know, like, every once in a while, they'd put that huge sheet of math facts in front of you, and you had, like, a minute, and you had to get as many done.
Yeah.
I was the try hard for that. That was, like, one of the only things where I was like, I'm going to kick everyone's ass.
Oh, me too, but I always came in last.
I fucking bet you did. 7 times 3.
21.
All right. Good job. Well, boys, you know, I think we shot the shit a little bit today. We talked about some childhood traumas. We talked about being bullies. We talked about Willie getting shot down. We talked about...
clogging toilets.
We talked about clogging toilets. It was a great time, boys. I'm really happy to sit here with you today. TKev, thank you so much for coming on. Beans, take us out.
Yeah, a little fun fact for the end of the episode. Did you know the average male produces 14 gallons of sperm in his lifetime? Beans world. Beans world.
That's the most bean fact I've ever heard.